This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley. Welcome back to Tech Talks. Today we'll be talking to a team that includes a local scientist, educators, and a high school student that work together to develop a free virtual reality experience using Google Expeditions. Through the wonders of this cutting-edge technology, classroom teachers and students from all over the globe will be able to join Preston Sowell, lead scientist with the nonprofit Sabina Cocho Watershed Project. So first, if you can give your name and title.
My name is Bo Townsend, and I was the teacher mentor for this project at the Innovation Center for St. Vrain Valley School District, and I currently teach art at Erie Middle School.
Hi, I'm Jill Katzenberger. I am the creative director at The Hopper. We want to make science learning feel recreational and fun, like it's a part of life, where kids can apply their curiosity and creative thinking to every facet of their life.
Preston Sowell, I'm an environmental scientist, and I'm the executive director of the Sabina Cocho Watershed Project.
I'm Kevin Gillette. I was the team lead and student designer for this project.
The Innovation Center is basically a growing facility. There will be a new facility opening up this fall, or actually it'll be starting to move in within the next couple of months. But it's a place where students can go and learn hands-on things such as robotics and virtual reality, all kinds of different stuff. I mean, I think it's a constantly evolving thing where students can engage in technology where they wouldn't at their own school. Anything to add to that, Kevin? Kevin, you've done way more at the Innovation Center than I have.
Sure. To add on to that just a little bit, not only do we learn about technology and robotics in a normal classroom setting, we get actual contracts and get paid time with all of our experience. Once you've worked a certain amount of hours, you can actually get a paid position as a student designer there. So you take what you've learned in the classroom and move on to the field and get experience working as a designer, as an engineer, as a curriculum developer.
So if you could tell us about these projects.
All right. So this project started with between the Hopper and the Sabina Cocho Watershed Project. We met up with Preston here several months back and got connected to his research, and both had the desire to create a virtual reality experience that would connect people to such a remote and interesting region of the world that I'll let him talk a little bit more about in a bit. We decided that we wanted to bring the student voice into this project, so then we connected with the St. Vrain Innovation Center and found some awesome students to work with that could help translate Preston's research and tell this story in a way that would be more relatable and relevant to future student users. Add to that?
Oh, certainly. The Sabina Cocho Watershed Project, our goal is the conservation and scientific research of the Sabina Cocho Watershed that's located at an altitude of about 16,000 feet in the Cordillera-Vilcanota mountain range in southeastern Peru. And interested in working with the Hopper was to sort of promote scientific learning of our site. It's a rather remote area with quite a diverse set of wildlife. Got a multidisciplinary team that's been studying ecological interactions with climate change there since about the year 2000. Mining has recently been threatening that watershed, and so we're very concerned with the public outreach element and helping people understand why this ecosystem is critical, why the research is important to preserve, and also just helping people understand that there are these places in remote environments that they're unlikely to ever see, but are very important and provide some critical ecosystem functions for that environment, and also have a lot to teach us about climate change and ecological interactions around the world.
Stay tuned for part two of the Sabina Cocho Watershed Project. Right now is the best moment you ever know.